Oh, my mic was off. Hello. Hi. Heck. I don't really have a plan for this. I'm just, hello. Hi. I can hear, like, I was like, okay, this is a good time for me to do my space. I'm just gonna post this free chat link. So I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted already. I'll post this free chat link in the Twitter comments, but I was like, this is a good time to start it. Like, a nice afternoon, it'll be cozy, it'll be fine. And then I could hear something on my window. Like, I can hear this like banging or something from out my window. And I look outside and I see the top of Snack Papa's head. So he's out. If you hear loud garden noises, that is Snack Papa. Who also thought that this is a lovely time to do something productive. hi everyone. Hello. Hi. 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 Let me just. I'm so distracted. Give me a sec. I need to post this free chat room link. Here it is. There we go. Okay. All right, now that that's done. Yes, he's tending to his garden. Snake Papa only has time for two things: Gary Grigsby's War in the East 2 and the garden. What does he grow? Not much. He asking you about your cat's extended warranty, my poor cat. Hi everyone. How are you doing? I decided to do Twitter space rather than like a gorilla stream because this means that I can be in bed. But this keeps me awake. Like if I literally had all my work done and I didn't do anything like this, like if I didn't talk to you all, I would literally just fall asleep. I would have a nap. I would do it. And that would ruin my efforts to get my sleep schedule whipped into shape. So this is, you're helping me. You're all helping me right now. Because if I was left to my own devices, I'd be taking a nap right about now. Just got back from the gym. How are you? I'm good. Man, this is priority straight. Yeah, like, Gary Grigsby War in the East too, and the garden, the two main priorities. I'd love to chat right now, but I'm on my way home and about to grab some nuggies. Oh man, I wish I was you, Akirina. I wish I was you. This is my shot of metaphorical coffee in the morning, aside from the literal coffee I had this morning, yes. What even is a sleep schedule? I don't even know. I was watching a horror movie. What horror movie, technically Scottish? You need to invest in the more rock funds to other purposes if I'm too tempted to nap. The game you got it. I mean, I was talking to him about it this morning. Like, he ambushes me in the kitchen as I'm making breakfast and tells me about being, he's on turn 29, everyone. Anyone who's keeping up with this just got back from the gym. Soul Siren was wow, good work everyone. I tend to like I just like I do my main sort of like big workout on Saturday morning. I feel like it's a nice way to start the weekend because I'm generally just pretty lazy during the week. Well, it's not that I'm lazy during the week, it's just because I've always got streams and stuff on. So but on the weekend I'm like, if I'm not doing anything else today, I might as well workout. So I actually did. Does anyone else like, has anyone tried any of the Yura, like Yura Senpai's Yurafit workouts? I did her I incorporated one of hers into my workout on last Saturday, and it was fun. It was good. It was a nice little, there was some stuff, some variety and things in there that I just added into my regular routine. So I thought it was nice. I think she's gonna do another one, so maybe I should try out more of her workout suggestions. Our space gives us Saramore is our daily dose of Serenium. Is that the element? Is that the element of Sara? Even doing the Dark Souls 1 routine. Alec, have you already gotten a head start? Are you playing through it so you can be well ahead of me when I start playing it? You have one of those damn headaches that only trigger when I move my eyes. Oh no. Please have a rest. Like close your eyes and don't look at anything. The snake name virus is still present. Oh, I see someone else. Yes, someone who has serotonin. Oh my god, that's really good. Serotonin's great. Wow. Okay, I'm gonna move away from my chair and move into my bed. So if you hear a rustling, no, you didn't. All right. Hello, everyone. I'm just gonna put. Am I too close? Is this too close? My mouth, like, right up to. I don't know what's a good distance. My mouth, like, right up next to my what I assume is my microphone. So, my phone microphone. Not like we can hear everything. Can you hear everything? Can you hear the birds? Sounds good. There's a good distance. Do I stay up and get no sleep for work, or should I get 8 hours of sleep? We know the answer to that question. Get your 8 hours of sleep, Wilson. You don't have to stay up and get no sleep for work. That's not the Sara way. I want you all to be responsible humans, okay? You can't hear the birds? Oh, okay. Oh, you just mentioned me on the stream right now. I think she saw your Twitter space. I didn't catch the full context though. And nummy. I was just talking about Yura right now, like how she I used one of her workout like infographics. I thought it was really nice. Yeah, maybe I can lull you to sleep instead. 8 hours, that's a lot of sleep. I don't know. I love getting 8 hours of sleep. I mean, I prefer to get 8 hours more than I don't prefer to get 8 hours, you know? You can just hear me? Okay, that means it's got pretty good noise cancelling, I guess, even though it's just a phone. Sleep at work? No. How else will you do your work? Watching a stream and listening to you at the same time. 8 hours of sleep is great, but have you tried 10 hours of sleep? I mean, when I get 10 hours of sleep, it's often a gamble between me feeling well rested and me feeling like death. So there's a tricky balance between getting too much sleep and not enough sleep, you know? 8 hours is always nice. It takes up so much time I feel unproductive. I feel like it pumps me up to be productive during the day. Free talk, Sarah tucks you into bed and screams a surprise as sexing marines the chat and call at the same time. Love getting 8 hours of sleep. First time I've ever heard anyone saying it's a long time. If I sleep over 5 hours, I get a migraine. I rarely get over 5 hours. Well, some of you sleep so little, but I guess, you know, different strokes for different folks. But I don't function if, like, I feel like I need at least somewhere between, like, I think seven. Seven is fine. If I get seven, I'm okay. Six is what I work with. Like you make it sound like it's not optimal, but it's like you work with it. I just personally prefer to get more sleep. Like I can take a nap in the afternoon and still sleep for 8 hours. It's like a total of 10 hours sleep in a 24-hour period. So like 7 hours a night, then 1 to 2 hour nap after work. Work with 5 to 8 hours of sleep, depending on a lot of factors. I only got 3 hours last night. I didn't skip a beat today at work. My God! That's so little. I can't even fathom that. Maybe I'm too sleepy. Maybe I'm too sleepy a person. Maybe you're all the one who, maybe it's just normal and I'm the one who's sleepy. Get used to less sleep eventually. Yeah, but maybe it's you just running off like self-deprivation has become self-deprivation. Sleep deprivation becomes your life at that point. Because I was awake. I went to bed again around like 10-ish, 10-ish, I'd say. And then I woke up around 6 this morning. So that's a solid 8 hours, right? Yeah. So I've been up for ages now. I've been up for ages already. I'm just trying to reset my clock before I go to university. So hopefully it works. Red Bull in the vending machine helps. What's everyone's favorite? I was gonna say, what's everyone's favorite stimulant? But please don't say like cocaine or something. Like, does anyone here rely? Is anyone here heavily reliant on caffeine? Like those people here who say, I only sleep 3 hours, I only sleep 5 hours, I can get by with 10 seconds of sleep each day. Do you rely on caffeine? Be honest. There's got to be a reason why you're superhumans. I knew there'd be one of you. Cold cuts looking at you. Rely on Sarazatsu to keep you awake, but I'm going to be trying to be soothing. What if I start whispering? Wait, is that because like there's a difference between like good whispering and bad whispering? Like there's like, hey. Hey! Hey! Like you're trying not to get the teacher's attention, and then there's like there's good whispering. I don't know if that's good whispering though. Like to harem, but only casually. No caffeine, not that much sugar either. I don't like coffee, tea, if anything, but I don't make it often. Surprisingly free caffeine. Well, most of you don't even really use that much caffeine. Water supremacy? Sarah, can you kiss in our ears? Sss, hey, guys. Don't drink coffee and don't drink energy drinks. So you just use the power of like your own willpower to stay up. Although I don't use caffeine, I just drink so much it doesn't work on me. Sugar-free Red Bulls are your vice. Water is a good way. You drink enough that you can't fall asleep because you got to get up to the bathroom every half hour. I hate that feeling like needing to wake up during the night to pee. I will always make sure that I am ready for bed and am not filled with the urge to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. So maybe that's why I sleep a full 8 hours. I go to bed dehydrated. Espresso machine is the second most important thing. Is it like a manual espresso machine, or do you have like a pod machine mug. Cold showers. I can't do cold showers either. I'm a baby. Even in summer, I like warm water. Can't do it. Energy drinks make your grocery bill is so high, really? Willpower is powerful to extent, I guess. Can't wait for the stream to happen in 522 days. Do you know the significance of that day? The significance of the day I put, it's my birthday next year because I was like, I can't put it this year because it's like a couple of months away and I'll forget and this stream will like go ahead. So I had to put it the next year. Manual entry pool for the fancy stuff. I mean, that's still good. That's good. I r rather a manual machine. into the bathroom and lands terrible. You wake up the boogeyman and all. The monster under your bed, just like, finally, here's my chance. I know that cold showers are meant to be good for you, though. Cold showers are meant to be good for you. Like, and good for your hair as well. Like, it doesn't dry out your hair. I do drink energy drinks, so I don't think they do anything for me. Like, you don't feel any buzz or anything. Snacks do like to be warm. Exactly. I have to keep my cold blood warmed. Next, one time I needed to use the restroom in the middle of the night. I was trapped in a bus next to the window, blood almost bursting. That sounds terrible. Any of the dates seem familiar? Sarah setting up next year's birthday stream for 500 IQ snack. Yeah, cold showers I think are better for your skin as well. 11 days after my brother's birthday, I'll make sure not to get him anything too expensive so I can splurge on you. You don't have to. Be nice to your brother. I see you're dropping a hint. I'll get your brother. No, that's not it. You just have to turn up, okay? Just turn up. You don't have to get me anything. Oh wait, I put it. It's July 16th, but I put it in my time zone. I like put it in the middle of the day on my time zone. So, it's the 16th, but well, maybe I'll just make it a 2-day celebration. So, it can be the 16th all over the world. It's the 16th. I'm sorry. I put it in my I put it in the future time zone. I should have made it the 17th for me. Whoops. It's okay. Now you definitely won't forget it because even if you remember it the day before, it's fine. Yeah, maybe I should do like a 24 hour or something. Yeah, I'm sorry because I realized I put it in the Australian time zone. Maybe I'll move it to like later in the day so it like at that sweet spot where it's the 16th everywhere. You don't have to get me anything. Don't fall for this trap. I've fallen for this before and it doesn't end well. I've had a guy forget my birthday before. Let's just say it didn't end well for him. He's dead now. I'm kidding. But yeah, I was pissed. But it's not because I was like, don't need to get me anything or I was like fully expecting that they'd get me something. You just brought up some memories. You just brought up some memories there that I'd rather forget of this person. Like, I'd rather forget this person. Literally. So more. Now I've made myself sad. Shame prison doesn't accept physical gifts because we'd send you all the creepy woody figs you want. And we've been trying to like we've mentioned a few ways. We've mentioned a few ways to prison like of how, you know, people could send us gifts. Like we've tried to put a few suggestions forward, but I think they're looking into it. I think the latest that they said to us was that they would look into it because they need a system that's like fair for all of the agents, since like there's agents all over the world. Yeah, like thrown stuff. So we've said that, but it's like it's not available everywhere, so it'd be a little bit unfair to some of the agents, I think, who don't. I didn't even realize you could get like super chests. Like, what the fuck? How can you? I always pre-buy birthday gifts because I'm forgetful. I won't let my bad memories spoil someone else's special day. I look forward to your birthday celebration for real in the future. Thank you. It's not Aussie project. You're at Macca's. Want anything? I don't know. I mean, if you get nuggies, can you get like a 24 pack and we can share? I promise I won't eat too many. You don't need to get me anything. I actually expect something. Only one of those. Well, I don't expect anything from like you guys because like it's not as if, you know, We'd been dating for a year already at this point, and you'd already remembered like one birthday, but then the second year, you don't remember my birthday. And then I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, you should know this by now. There's no excuse. Anyway, I'm spilling way too much, but I am no longer with that person, so don't worry, it's fine. But anyway, yeah. You could eat 24 nuggies in 10 minutes? Damn. I couldn't do that. It would, like, I don't think I could eat 24 nuggies. You're not the only one with a gift closet. Oh, does anyone do that? Like, recycle the gifts? Like when you get a bad. When you get a bad, I'm just reading the comments. When you get a bad gift from someone, do you put it into like, this is my re-gifting closet, and then you give it to someone else later? Acid out of bean times 20. Thank you. It's fine, intensifies. Never forget. I mean, it's fine. It's fine. You forget other people's birthdays, but never my own. Then again, I'm born on the day before a major holiday, so it's hard to forget. Maybe that's like a good thing to be like, to have your birthday on a really major holiday, because then people wouldn't forget, right? Hell no, I never re-gift. You've never done a sneaky re-gifting. You're too sentimental. I have a hard time even throwing away cards. I have a hard time throwing away cards sometimes too, even though it's like, it has been 2 years. This is no longer relevant. I've read the message. I've internalized it. It's fine. I can let it go. But I'm like, oh, they got this for me. She wrote to I guess, so I bake instead. I mean, baking is nice. Like, baked goods as gifts is always nice. Give me gift bags to my, like, she'll absolutely reuse them. You reuse gift bags? Yeah, the gift bags is good. If I get a gift bad enough that I don't want it, I know no one else will want it. I don't know, maybe it's just not your taste. What if you already had it? Like, what if they get gifted you something and you already had one? You still have cards from when you were 10? Oh, that's so cute. You've forgotten your twin's birthday. It can be really hard to remember birthdays. Dated a girl whose birthday was a week before Christmas, but she said it sucks super hard because her birthday always got rolled into holiday celebrations. Well, everyone, if you've been here long enough, you'll know that Snack Mama's birthday is very, very close to Christmas. But I always make sure to get her two separate gifts. Yeah, except in alcohol, like the fancy spirit bottles and stuff. They look pretty as well. So I think, like, even if you don't drink it that often, they're like nice decorative pieces. I feel they got this for me. I just can't throw it away. Exactly. Regifting doesn't sound good, honestly. I don't think I'd do such a thing. I'd still have a small plushie I got from your first girlfriend like 12 years ago or something. Oh my gosh. Roll your birthdays over to the nearest weekend. Like, you could always just choose your own birthday, right? Like, no one actually has to know what your birthday is when you get older. You can always just make one up. Like, you can always just choose a day and pretend that was your birthday and like celebrate it with all your friends, and they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know that you were actually born on like January 1st. You could be. You could do whatever you want. There's no rule against it. I notoriously had to buy gifts for because I have no impulse control, so I buy what I want, but I keep it in budget. You know what I impulsively bought today? So I went out and I did some grocery shopping. And while I was there, I am so excited to test this out, by the way. Because I'm a nerd. But you know what I saw that was half price at the grocery store? Electric toothbrushes. Now, I have been manually brushing my teeth for years, but now I can get a robot to do it. No, this one isn't recorded. Not because it's going to be secret, but just because it's like kind of a gorilla. And like the reason why I recorded the last one was because that was kind of in place of my Kerbal Space Program stream. But this one is only for those who managed to turn up. It's a little secret. You can just now got an electric toothbrush? Yes. What? Here I am, manually brushing my teeth like a fucking sucker. Is my life about to change? Too rough? Yeah, you should be lucky to hear. This is a secret rendezvous with Sarah. Space is a pseudo membership stream. Let's go. Nuggies secured. Grab as many as you want. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What sauces did you get? What sauces did you get? It's a whole new level of clean. I mean, I'll let you know how it goes. I'll let you know where I'll be like, this was a terrible mistake. Life changes a water pick? Oh, those water. Like, yeah, I've seen those. They're like the ones that shoot out the little jets of water, right? I would have used an electric toothbrush if it wasn't for the noises. Electric brushes are made by gums bleed, so I don't use those. I assume that like it will your gums will toughen up, right? Like the more you use it, the less sensitive. Like you'll, I don't know, like develop gum calluses or something. I don't know. What sauce the Chick-fil-A sauce at my house? I see. Get a bag of activated hardwood activated charcoal. I found that works the best. I once tried like one of those activated charcoal like toothbrushes before. But I think I just like, you know, like how you buy like when you go on vacation and you forget to pack your toiletries. So you go to the nearest supermarket. And you purchase whatever the fuck toothbrush is on sale because you don't want to pay full brush for a fucking tooth full price for a fucking toothbrush. So you just buy whichever one that you can find that's like in your price range. And that's how I ended up with an activated charcoal toothbrush, but just with regular toothpaste. I don't think it was any better, but that was my holiday toothbrush for a little bit. Please tell me that I'm not the only one who's been there. Yeah, like the bristles were infused with it or some shit. It's probably a marketing ploy. It was probably just like, you know, black synthetic bristles. But that's the only experience I have of it. Oh my God, this plushie's so soft. I'm sorry, I just got distracted. Was a ploy. But I've heard that charcoal can make your medications not work. Like if you ingest charcoal, since it's like a poison antidote sort of deal, it can actually negate some of if you take medications, it can negate them and make them not work. So yes, I have a penguin plushie that I am just currently holding. I mentioned it last time I had the Twitter space, but it just lives on this bed with me. They have fluoride in the water here. You've never been so jealous of a plushie until now. I'm like scratching its tummy with my fingers. Just because it feels nice, it's so soft. Peanut. Maybe it is a little reminiscent of peanut, but it needs more yellow. It needs more yellow to be peanut.
It's got yellow, little yellow penguin feet and bill. Is that what they're called? Is it a beak or a bill? Peroxide and baking soda. I've heard that those are good. I mean, I don't use anything special. I just use whatever toothpaste I can find. And then just, yeah, just I just used a regular toothbrush. But now I'm stepping into the future. Yay. Would you get the sarum was a scratch behind the ears? Are you dogs? Are you small mammals? Like Sarasam wa mitta kawaii. Mitta ma Madika. Aren't bills broader and flatter than beaks? What do you think I am? Someone who knows bird anatomy? Do snakes enjoy scratches behind the ears? Do I don't think snakes really have ears to speak of, you know? Like, I mean, I have ears, but I'm not fully snake, you see. What's my opinion on mouthwash? It's all right. Like for drinking or they do have ear holes, yes. Like those hole things. Might have to consult with Jin then, exactly. All animals love scritchies, even fish. Chocolate milk, chocolate ice cream. Could you just, is that how? Can you make ice cream that way? Can you just freeze milk? Or would I feel like the water content's too high that it'll get like, you know how you get those sort of ice crystals? So I feel like it would be more like a milk slushy rather than an ice cream. Please do not drink mouthwash. Not for drinking. No, Sarah. Bad Sarah. Of course, I don't drink mouthwash. It's only a mouthwash. You just submerge your mouth in it like a bath, everyone. I know how it works. How many times do you brush your teeth a day? Twice, morning and then night. How many times are you meant to brush it? Are you meant to brush it 3 times a day? Like, should you brush in the middle of the day as well, like after you've eaten lunch or something? But what? Sorry, I got distracted. Permission you voice to help me with my friend's marriage consultant. His problem is damn serious. What? I'm not a marriage counselor. Technically, every time after you eat. Some people brush after lunch, but it really depends. You're meant to brush after every meal? But who does that exactly? Who has the time? Who has the time to brush after every meal? Commercials say 3 times a day is optimal. That's because it's big toothpaste. It's big dental trying to squeeze the pennies out of you. Trying to make you buy more, go through toothpaste more often. That's why. But yeah, like if I eat like a piece of fruit or something that's got, you know, like the pieces of like the fruit that are really fibrous and like it gets all stuck between teeth, and like, then I will floss during the day. If you brush too much, you can wet enamel no more than twice and gargle mouthwash in place of any more than two. I see. Maybe I should use mouthwash then for any of those other. But yeah, I only do twice a day. Decay is a scam. I don't really know about that. I'm pretty sure tooth decay still happens. I mean, dental at it again. Two-faced propaganda. Carried around a care case of brush after every meal. That feels excessive. It was 3 times when I had my Invisalign, so I didn't stain them. I had braces as a kid. Well, as a teen. Preteen? I don't know. Whenever you get braces. So I have pretty nice teeth, I'd say. At least the top. Like they didn't like it, I don't have a metal retainer. They gave me like a plastic retainer, which was kind of just like a sheath for your teeth. That rhymed. Like eventually I just stopped using it. So the top, like my top row of teeth is still really nice and straight, but my bottom row of teeth slightly misaligned because they just didn't give me a fucking wire retainer. And it's like you can't like where do I go from here? You stop going to your orthodontist once they're like, all right, see ya, your braces are done. You can see my top teeth, they look pretty nice. Thanks. I have a permanent retainer because they were so bad at wearing retainer constantly. What do they give you, false teeth and not real teeth? Ever think about that? Sheeple. Flossing's actually being questioned. I see. Only brushing before bed matters. During the day, the pH levels in your mouth fluctuate and bacteria can't grow. Is that true? My orthodontist stopped reminding me when I just forget about going to take the retainer. Imagine having teeth. You need to see the dentist soon. It's been a while. I promise you, it's not as bad as you're probably making it out in your head. Like I've said this before, but I go to see my dentist every 6 months. And look, if you find yourself a good one, even like when you do have to get dental work and stuff, it's really not that bad. It's honestly, it's not as bad as you're making it out in your head. Like if you're like, but I don't really like the idea of the drilling or like the huge fucking ass needle that they put in your mouth. Don't think about the huge fucking needle. Just think about the relief you'll have once you have a clean bill of tooth health. But does Sarah have bottom teeth? I'll open my mouth really wide next time I'm on stream and we can all check, okay? Maybe they're just well hidden. Like, you know. My mama obviously thought that I didn't really need bottom teeth. It's fine. Is dental work expensive in virtual Australia? Well, I have virtual private health insurance, so so not really. It's cut well, like the I mean, it's basically covered all by that. But I like because we have public health system, but it's hard to get a lot of dental work done through the public health system. Like there's really long wait times and stuff. So if you want to be able to see like a dentist regularly, like fairly regularly, you kind of like it's better. You either have to pay out of pocket or but even out of pocket, it's not that expensive. Yeah, or use health insurance. My mom is a dental hygienist, and she says braces are actually bad for you because they scrape off your enamel. Eh? Really? That is not bad at all, but the pandemic put a damper in my dental plan. Yeah, you've kind of like I've kind of felt like going to the dentist less, but I still like I think every time that I've gone, because I still went every 6 months during the pandemic, but it was all in times where it was like, I guess it should be fine. I'll probably be fine. I'm sure I'll be fine. Wisdom teeth removal was awful. Yeah, I've had my wisdom teeth out. Your dental plan's good, so you can't complain. And it's pretty easy to get access to a dentist in America. It's not bad if you have dental insurance. Yeah, it's pretty easy to organize a dental trip here, but yeah, provided as long as you're willing to just like pay it up front, or if you have private health, or like you're covered under your parents' private health. I am no longer covered under my parents' private health, but I just pay for my own insurance. So it looks like most people have had their wisdom teeth removed here, except for a few who still have theirs. My dentist is amazing. No matter what he does, I've never had any pain. He had to squeeze me between the appointment for wisdom tooth extraction. There was zero pain. That's so good. That's so good. Why are we talking about the dentist? I hope even mundane topics with Sarah can be fun. How do you know if you have if you still have your wisdom teeth? Have you ever gotten an X-ray? Because like usually they can tell in an X-ray, where she's all, unless they've already come out. Like they, if they've already come out, they'll be like the last teeth at the very end of your mouth, like at the very back. You didn't have yours removed, but your sisters did. Had yours removed and I was fine next day of minimal swelling. I had to be put under for mine. Like they were all kind of impacted because I had no room for them in my mouth. They were like, no, nah, they are not going to come through naturally. So yeah, I had them. They were going to be impacted. So they were like, okay, let's just cut open your gums and take them out. And I was like, okay. Please knock me out so I don't have to feel it. And they did. And then I got to spend. That was Burbs in the background. Yeah, if you're hearing like that's the Burbs. That was the Burbs. If you hear random noises, it's probably shit outside. Like, it feels like it's so noisy. It's so noisy this afternoon. I wanted to see it experience the funny gas. I don't think they gassed me, but they did the intravenous anesthetic they gave me. This bad impression, thanks. Thanks. They worked really hard at that. Also, when I went to the grocery store before, I bought some juice because I was like, I feel like some juice. I feel like some juice. And so I bought some orange juice and it tastes fucking foul, but it's like on the cusp of being like bearable and unbearable. So I've still got half of it left because I was thirsty, so I drank about half of it. Even though I was like, this is disgusting. And so now I'm just like looking at it, like, do I drink the second half, even though it doesn't taste very nice? It's like it's because like you make a gamble when you have fresh squeezed orange juice. I'm just saying it's a gamble because you never know if it's going to be made with the good oranges or the shit oranges. It's not expired. Yeah, I did a double take to make sure it wasn't expired, but it's used by the 23rd of February. So it must have just been a bad batch of oranges. Like a couple of the oranges in there must have been a bit, shit. How is it bad? Okay, let me drink some and describe the taste to you. I'm gonna describe the taste to everyone. It's like I don't want to waste it, but I don't know if I actually want it. Ah. Okay. Kind of tastes a little bit like petrol. Like at first it's like, oh, this is just orange juice, and then it kind of
It's just around the fridge. It's a Black Label orange juice. Yeah, that doesn't sound good, right? Disgusting. Oh, what? I think I did not notice this at all, but there is now a letter underneath my door. And that wasn't there when I started this Twitter space. Did Snackpapa slide a letter under my door? Let me just check. Notice. I just like sat up and then I noticed that. So he probably was like, what the heck is she doing? Interesting. Cute. We just got a letter. Speaking of orange juice, though, did you know that pasteurized orange juice has almost no orange flavor, and companies that sell OJ put OJ flavor in their juice? Really? You have a mini fridge and a room for drinks and snacks? No, I don't. This was just like literally just. I just went to the grocery store and I just bought one of the juices from like the cold fridge that they have there. Yeah, it's too gross. And I was really sad because I was really looking forward to it because I was like I was eyeing off like other juices, but this one, maybe rightfully so now that I've drunk it, was on sale. And I was like, look, I wouldn't usually go for it, but I haven't tossed or no. Didn't let it to Hogwarts. It's not expired orange juice. It was totally fine, but now I'm sad that I don't. I have some water. I could just drink the water instead. Yeah, I can't pass up the sale. It needs, I will literally not buy something at the grocery store unless it is on sale, unless I feel like I've gotten a good deal. The price I paid. Oh, well. Yeah, I'll have some water instead. Okay. My disappointment. Right, let me help you. County Cyrus Town. Just Yeah, maybe it started fermenting. I don't know. You don't even look at the prices. I always look at the prices. And like it how it sometimes like it'll tell you how much per like 100 grams it is, so you can compare prices between different brands. So really, is the house moms I see at the clearance section of the Japanese grocery store stalking for sales? That's me. That's me. Sometimes I'll even like I had to stop myself today. I had to stop myself from was gonna buy a candle. And don't even like candles. I don't even light candles, but I was like I was like, it's half price. Maybe I could make my room smell like vanilla.
It's like if I buy this candle, then I also have to buy matches. And I. have not seen the anime Bento. It's a fighting anime. They fight over half price bentos. Maybe I should watch it. That urge to save money ends up like I put it down because like I picked up this candle and was like, it would be nice. Like I don't really use candles, but I can kind of imagine what it'd be like to be someone who uses candles. Like I kind of feel like they'd have their lives together, you know? Like someone who uses candles would be someone with their life together. And I was like, I could have my life together. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know how I must have looked to everyone else in this aisle, like me just standing there, candle in hand. It was like it'd be like the Simpsons episode of like the ketchup, catsup, ketchup, catsup. Ketchup, catsup. Like if you, what you probably understand what I'm saying. I don't know if you do, but but then I put it down because I was like, no, you don't need this. You don't need this. It help with my ketchup problem. Absolute Link, how did I know that you would get it? Like, looked like a. I was having existential crisis. So, like, my mom should buy the weirdest stuff and say she got it on sale. I love grocery shopping. And just like, I get excited when I see, like, just new products, and I'm like, wow, that's so innovative. That does look like something that, and it, look, it's on an introductory special price offer. And lost against the urge to buy more hand sanitizers. I saw like a spray-on hand sanitizer today, and I was like, wow, that looks so innovative. But I was like, no, I already have a hand sanitizer in my bag. I don't need another. And they have candles in bathrooms through the house of the smell. I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like it'd be nice to I don't know, smell an interesting scent. Am I like a dog? I must consider I'm easily swayed. But no, I like as much as I like seeing things at the grocery store, I will only buy it if it is on sale. So buys a house if it's on sale, probably because it's haunted or something. Oh my god! But sometimes I will look at house prices like in areas that I'm looking that I'd be like, I think I could afford this. I think I can afford in this area. And I saw a place the other day that was like on sale because it was like a mortgagee sale. So it was like that's when I think mortgagee is that it? Mortgagee? No, mortgagee. Where the person who bought it originally had defaulted on their mortgage, and then the bank repossessed it and is now selling it to get like the cost of their mortgage of the mortgage back. And I'm like, oh my God, that could be a bargain. Because like they're not driven by sentimentality. They're not driven by sentimentality. That's like the bank is impartial. They just need their money back. So they'll sell it at the fair price. I was like, I could get a bargain. Depending, get massive discounts on apartments where suicide is committed because it's fucking haunted, probably. Do different people have different smells to anyone else, or is that just me? Oh, definitely. Like, when you go into someone's house, like if you go into a friend's house or something and you know that it's like their house because it's got their smell. Like I used to notice that all the time when I was a kid, and I'd go to like friends' houses for play dates and stuff. You'd always notice that. How's the Aussie real estate market anyway? Fucked. I probably like the only places that I'd probably be able to afford. And not that I'm not picky. I don't need to live in the middle of a big city or whatever. So I know that I will be deep into suburbia if I do manage to get a place this year. But that's fine with me. If it's a place that I can call my own, I'm happy. But hopefully things get a little bit more affordable. Yeah, one of the most well-adjusted to real-life streamers I've seen. So many realistic takes. Thank you. That what a compliment. I don't want a castle. I really just like, even if I could just get like a little unit or a townhouse or an like, I don't know, just a little place to myself. I don't need anything big. You have a tiny little old house and you kind of love it. You can smell what sort of immune system people have, really? People with a different type of immune system tend to smell better to you because it means you're most likely to produce healthy offspring. Yeah, house prices are still going crazy. So it's like someone wants a trailer. Even the instant townhouses down here are expensive. Yeah, rip. I've spent a good portion of my adult life like working and saving and budgeting. So, but like even you know the deposit that I've saved might not even be enough to, even though I feel like it would have got my foot in the door a couple of years back, but now I feel like it's just you just got to keep working and saving even more. So I don't know. The million dollar question, heh, what would you do if you suddenly get $1 million and some of the big prize. I would go and talk to a professional about what to do with it. Average homes in my area sell in 24 hours. Can't keep up the building. Damn. All the time sometimes my own house smells different after a vacation. Yes, like when you walk into your house again after you've gone away for a bit. Immediate offers over asking price. Yeah. If someone's armpit smell isn't bad, you might be compatible with that person. Yeah, I've heard that as well. That like if someone smells good to you, they might you might be compatible with them. Your house doubled in value in like 2 years. Market's nuts, but doesn't really help me either. Dang, what an answer. Okay, Akinana, I have a better answer. I will elaborate. I will elaborate. I will elaborate. So let's say I won the lottery. Let's say I bought my lottery ticket and I ended up with I won the jackpot. I've won the grand prize. And I'm like, whoa, okay, wow, I've got all this money. You know what I'd do? I would not tell a soul. I would tell absolutely no one. I would not tell Snake Mama. I would not tell Snake Papa. I would not tell anyone at all. I would keep it to myself. And I would the very next day make an appointment with a lawyer to work out how I'm going to take this money and put it into discretionary trusts. And then I will allocate a certain amount of the funds for Snack Mama. I will allocate a certain amount of the funds for Snack Papa. I will allocate a certain amount of the funding for, Snake Bro and his family as well. But I would say that it's all contained within trust so they don't bother me with their fucking requests. Because, but so I know that they know that they will be provided for, but it will be, done through a trust. And then I would talk to a financial planner about, like, for my own share of the money. In order to, of course, a snake would trust the lawyer. When the lawyer pay off the house, open the savings, put 50% and then never touch it, 25 to invest and have my whole funds. Yeah, so I'll put a percentage into investing. I'll put a percentage into just sitting in a bank, as like sort of short to medium term funds that I can draw on, and then I will make some purchases of things that I think I need. So I would probably then buy the house because going to a lawyer also prevents them from announcing as the winner. Actually, you don't have to worry about that in Australia. There's a law that you can be anonymous if you win the lottery. I know that in America, there's it's harder to remain anonymous. But in Australia, a little boy was murdered because his parents won the lottery and it was advertised in like the 60s. There was this opera house lottery. Which this family won, and their name and their address was published in the local newspaper, going, "Look at this great fortune for these people." And then their little boy was kidnapped on his way to school because they knew where this person had lived, and then held for ransom. And he actually was killed by his kidnapper. So that is why you're allowed to be anonymous in Australia. Yeah, pretty dark, huh? Yeah, so it's a pretty smart law. Yeah, so that was like it was definitely very sad because it's like obviously no one expected that to be the outcome. Like they published this in the newspaper. Yeah, looked it up. I Are you one of those people into dark crime and stuff like that? No, not really. Not really. I actually just like, because the reason why I know so much about what I'd do if I won the lottery was because I read a Reddit post about it. And like, I'm basically just parroting off what I like the information that post, which is great. If you're interested in what you should do if you win the lottery, then please read it. Because yeah, there's a lot of cases where people who won the lottery had their lives ruined. Apparently, your like statistic you to like your probability to be murdered goes up like 17 times. Like it goes up by a factor of like 17 if you win the lottery. So and also like to go bankrupt as well, like your likelihood to go bankrupt increases when you win the lottery. So it's crazy. And that's why you should be smart with what you do. Because yes, that money is life-changing, but not often in a good way. Remember that post, it was a good one. Yeah, please read that thread. You only learned about those the bad things of Reddit. Johnny. It's dark, but it's life. Humans sometimes show the darkest thing you'd imagine will be on that. Yeah. Yeah, not every good thing is a good thing, and not every bad thing is a bad thing either. So, having an elaborate plan for the most unlikely scenarios is always a fun mental exercise daydream. Like, you know how people would always have their zombie apocalypse plan? Chat, what is your zombie apocalypse plan? Every day that passes, the chances of a VTuber winning the lottery gets closer to one. Especially don't quit your job too. Could make a good serial drama on Netflix, yeah. If it was a lottery, at least it's a simple beach choose and poverty, it'll be fun. At least it was fun. Mine's a great flavor terrible love then. Carol, just continue to work and go about your usual day. But that's because you're a workaholic, Merida. Self-proclaimed. I'm just saying what you said. By chainmail at the diving shop and sells the anti-shark chainmail. Remain at home. My zombie apocalypse plan is to die because living that world would suck. If you can't beat them, join them. Have fun until I inevitably get bitten. Yeah, I was like, I'll just straight up die. I don't think I could do this. Why would I announce my plans in public, Zara? As if I'd be able to remember it when I'm a zombie. I'll just be like, brains, Yeah, all these people saying I'd die immediately, but like, that's me, though. I do it. Zombie apocalypse, just live far enough in the forest that the wildlife deal with it for you. My army of bears. Sounds good. I'd survive. I got my weapons. I haven't met up with your parents. Just handle it. Give us on the undead. Hide out until the zombie's flesh freezes or decays. Yeah, they can't survive winter. Oh wait, living in Australia, they might survive winter. Oh yeah, are we talking Shaun of the Dead zombies or like World War Z zombies? I don't know. He just said Sarah would be the smartest zombie on earth. I'm not even the smartest person in this room. The fuck you saying? politely tell the zombies to stop. It's Aussie. Like, yeah, we have winter, but I don't think it's like some places get cold. Some places get cold. But I feel like, I don't know, like if they're in Tasmania, I'm sure they'd freeze. Who else is in the room with you, just Jen? I'm talking about my penguin plushie. This thing's a Nobel Prize winning physicist. But I meant more in the chat, people. I'm sure most of you would be able to hold your own as sentient zombies. That aliens have understand the concept of zombies? Maybe they have zombie aliens. It's aliens. If you don't want a Nobel Prize. Swarms of zombie bug. Most zombie fiction imagines a scenario in which society breaks down immediately, but I think we've done it just fine. I don't know, I think we'd run out of toilet paper pretty quick. Zombie apocalypse broke out. There'd be no fucking toilet paper on the shelves. I guarantee it. Cyborg alien zombies piloting Gundam. Damn. Well, I guess because I've been playing through the Master Chief collection in my free time. And I was like playing through the original Halo the other day, and I got up to the part where there's like the flood levels. So wouldn't the flood basically be like alien zombies, right? Like, wouldn't they just think it's more like a parasitic sort of other alien controlling alien bodies? A show about a streamer still streaming during a zombie apocalypse would be a good show. Maybe I should do like I don't like this is a terrible use of the term ASMR, but ASMR, I'm trying to broadcast during a zombie apocalypse. The plot was designed to add a new enemy type and basically be zombies. That's what the flood doing. How would we survive a Zerg rush? I'd be like, fucking thing Zerg rushing me was like literally what I was thinking when I was playing it. The flood is a hive mind unlike zombies. Yeah, they know exactly where the fuck I'm gonna be. ASMR be the cure to zombie apocalypse. I don't know why I'm telling you all this when I should just surprise you with it. But like, oh man, yeah. But like, I'm trying. It's like I'm trying to do like a nice ASMR, but there's a zombie apocalypse happening around me. Like, all right, just listen to the sound of me, and just let it be calm and wash over you. And oh my God, they're right there! They're coming through the walls, is so fucking funny. I want to do it. As we understand, a zombie apocalypse happened, people would be outside recording and streaming on their phones. Yeah, probably. Maybe I should just do a whole series ASMR, but it's actually a disaster series. Soft voice while the door's being bashed in. Yeah, I think I need a script, but oh my God, I'm so down to do this. I'm pumped. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this. It'd be fucking funny, and I'm all about laughing at my own jokes, my own dumb jokes. Need to fully immerse you with an actual zombie outbreak? Okay. That's like combining two franchises of Mega Zen. Oh, I have a stream deck, Wilson. I can do it. I could just queue up all these sounds, like, have a door being broken into here, have person screaming here, have this like squelchy sound of brains here. Like, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. Can do this. I have the technology, people. Zombie outbreak. I think something can be a fun tabletop RPG collab topic. Yeah, and I want to do tabletop RPG soon. Hopefully I can. Hopefully I can. Man, I wish I could drink my juice, but it's all petroleum tasty. Tasty? Tasting. Sarah comfort you during the societal club sounds like the norm, really. Yeah, like I'm definitely gonna frame it like I think the angle to frame it as is if like as if it's like one of those just really by the book ASMR, like gentle ASMR to help you relax or something, and then it takes a fucking turn. I think that's the way to go. Thanks. Thank you, Market Research Testing Twitter Space Group. You guys are great. Sitting here rubbing my two brain cells together. Excited to watch a TT RPG, either directed by you or you as a player. Sorry, you definitely sound like the kind to build a great character in an amazing setting. Thank you. Pawn people, a Canadian short film with a unique twist on zombies and disease infecting people isn't biological. Flow stuff of a radio station. Interesting. Is it supernatural? Because like there's two types of zombie, right? There's like, oh, it's a disease. Making the zombies like is the disease making people turn into, aggressive brain-eating people. And then there's supernatural zombies, which is like, I will raise you from the dead. I don't know why I had to do the spooky voice, but ouch, it's so close to home, Russian bot. Non-space listen's gonna have a surprise, right? It's you heard it first. Tingles 1 second, then a PTSD inducing moment the next. Exactly. Zombie waifus. I fucking love Zombieland Saga. Did you know there's anyone watch Zombieland Saga? Do you know it's getting a movie? I'm keen. More like a necromancer or a lich. Yes, I'll have to watch it myself. I'll have to watch it myself. That time a zombie, the office workers. Why is that so true? Yeah, Zombieland Saga was so good. The manager annoyed you so much. I was supposed to be silly, but so I love the manager. I thought he was fun. I know he was very silly, and like he wasn't actually that good a manager, but I thought it was funny. Gonna lurk and just listen on Twitter. Have a good one. Okay, Maradon. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Office lady, sorry, something is still waiting on. I'll say this for the fact they're in a radio station that's critical. You see. Mia no mamoru? I don't know. I'm bad with voice acting. Do you like most idol anime? Have I seen a lot? I've seen a few. I haven't seen all of them. I definitely wouldn't say, because I'm not that into boy idol. So I haven't watched a lot of like the boy idol anime, which is a shame because I know that like there are some other prismers who are really into like those anime, and I feel like we could really talk about it if we if I was real if I was in, if I'd actually watched them. So yeah, I'm more into female idols. And the other thing I know about Zombie Like Thought is the truck. It's a good one. I have seen both Love Live and Idol Master. And like I don't actually think the Love Live anime is that great. I mean, I like it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it. I enjoy watching Love Live. I don't actually think it's that good though. But the importance of Love Live is not just the anime itself, it is the lifestyle. It's more like I think it's more watching the concerts and stuff that I really enjoy about Love Live. Like enjoying the sort of 2.5D idols of Love Live that I enjoy. More into Shonen or Battle Anime, honestly. I think I've ever seen anyone say Love Live anime was good. Bless me, I've never seen Love Live actually. Well, it's still enjoyable, but it's not like I don't think it's groundbreaking. Like I wouldn't say that the Love Live anime is bad though. Like I wouldn't there's because there's outright bad anime and Love Live is not one of them. But I don't think it's like a groundbreaking, you know, quintessential anime. And I don't know if that's controversial. But because I actually really do enjoy Love Live as a overall concept and franchise. I used to hate it, actually. Yeah, Love Live is something that anyone can enter from multiple angles. The game, anime, manga, merch, music, and more than that. I thought the first one was Pretty Girl. I didn't care for the sunshine there. I like sunshine. Sunshine was my. Yeah, I met my friend who's different. Was pretty good. Yeah, the first anime was also pretty good, but. I don't know. I can't elaborate why I like Love Live. Do? When Love Live literally took over all of Akiba. My thoughts on Idol Master. Idol Master is also okay. I like some of the songs, and I like the concept of Idol Master. But like, even though I do like 3D idols, I'd say that as a whole, I'm not that well versed in idol anime. Like I've only kind of seen the main ones. Like I've seen Love Live, Idol Master, Cinderella Girls, and like Love Live Sunshine as well, and Love Live the Nijigasaki one, and Love Live. I watched half of the yellow season, but I dropped it. I'll pick it up again one day. Which one do you say is my favorite Love Live girl? It would definitely, without a doubt, have to be Daya Kurosawa. Like Daya's my best girl, but I have other best girls. In I'd say in Muse, my best girls would be the Soldier Game trio. Like, I really like Maki, Ellie, and Umi because I like the cool characters. Basically, I just like cool characters. In Nijigasaki, it'd have to be Setsuna. And I don't really have a Leela one. But like I don't know, what would you say? Maybe I should do a stream where I like I'm not sure if any of the other prison girls have done this like before. But have any of the prison girls like assigned each of the prison agents into like the idol archetypes? Like cool, smile, and pure. Would I consider myself a cool character? I don't know. Do you think maybe? What do you think, chat? Do you think I'm cool, smile, or pure? I actually really do love Nico. I actually when I tier list, like if I was to tier list Love Live girls, even though I wouldn't say like Nico is one of my best girls, I really do love Nico as a character and I love her as a Love Live character. So I actually think Nico is S tier because I think she's the strongest idol of the Love Live franchise. Sarah's cool. Cute and spicy. Cool. Cool. Cool, cute, and passion. I think cool, cute, and passion are the Idol Master. But cool, smile, and pure are the Love Live. They're pretty much equivalent to each other. We have permissions for Idol Manager, so yeah. I was actually hoping to play Idol Manager at some point. I'm thinking I might do. Maybe March can be like meta March, and I play games related to like streaming and idols. Like maybe I'll do that in May, like meta May or meta March, and I just do games that are all about like the business of entertainment and streaming and idols and stuff. Metamarch is such a good name, thank you. Like I could play like YouTuber's Life or something. I could play that. Yeah, I was like, have we been spoiled on the needy stream again then? Like I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I haven't actually played it myself. Or like I've seen little bits and pieces when I've like popped into non-stream. So I know that what you have to do is like balance her three stats or whatever to get different endings, but I haven't actually seen the ending. Is Prison Project specifically an idol company? I think maybe that's what Cap intended. Like, honestly, I feel like Cap intended. With the best intentions in mind that we would be idle. Financial simulator game. Yeah, I could do the Idol Manager Prison mod. It become an entertainment company instead? I don't know. Castro is alive and well. He's not enough. Kevin said that he shouldn't have ever hired Looter. Looter is just an alt idol. It's fine. Did you know that there's like an idol group called Anal Sex Penis, right? Like, idols can be, idols don't need to just be say so. Luna's the crazy, but she actually has total idol energy. Yeah, it's like idol isn't necessarily in the word, it's in the vibe of the thing, you know? There's a what. I'm sorry, what? See? This is why you need your idol education. There is an idol group called Anal Sex Penis. Let me find it. Let me Google this for you. Oh my god, I'm Googling this on like my Prism account. It's fine. I said I'm Googling this on my I said I'm Googling this on my Prism account.
I looked up anal sex prism. Is like all idle, yeah. So, ASP. Okay, they're now called anti-society punks, but they initially promoted themselves with the acronym Anal Sex Penis, and I think their first album is called Anal Sex Penis. So there you go. But they're anti-society punks, and they're part of the WAC group of idols. Yeah, and WAC, there are 45 idols under WAC, and the associated acts: Saint Sex, Holy Shit. Oh, they had, like, I think Go to the Beds was like an idol group that like they live streamed their entire lives for like months. But yeah, like Empire and Bish and stuff are part of WAC, yeah, there. No, they're idols. They're idols. They're like actual 3D idols. They're not VTubers or anything. They're proper 3D flesh and blood idols. Whew. So that's why I'm saying, like, you say that, that Cap is an idol dream, but maybe it's a different there's different idol dreams. I don't think that this was I don't think having a WAC styled idol group is exactly what Kat was intending, but just saying, you don't have to. You don't have to. Oh my God. Oh, that was so hot. I'm sorry. Yeah. But yeah, if you like sort of like alternative music, like punk or like grunge and stuff, a lot of WAC groups do kind of harder, heavier music. And it's like pop, like I'm just going through the wiki and just for the general WAC like company and like publications. For the WAC Photo Club magazine, see fuck and fuck. What about the three full 3D idol VTubers like Himehina? You definitely see Sara as an idol unironically. Why, thank you. I appreciate it. I didn't know there's so much variety in idols. Can you remember an idol song that talked about Uncle? I don't remember if a group the same was from like probably. Most of that shit's from there, but literally. What will my WAC idol group name be? Oh, I don't know. Because it needs to be something like it needs to be something fucky. Like it needs to be something fucky. Yeah, it kind of made you great idol, thank you. Yeah, definitely check it out. Like check out some of the groups and see if you're into any of the stuff. Me and Amiya could do a podcast, name it's Being Spicy, and just make it all about idols. Definitely. I should reach out to Amiya again in the future and the snakes inside. It would actually, I feel like my whack name would be something like Jin Puppet or something like that. Like just pretending that Jin is the idol and I'm just like some sort of ventriloquism, like being controlled by the snake. That would be my old idol persona. And then I could use my Bergen gun Ouroboros or something like that. Snake and a spider having a podcast, very Aussie thing to do, definitely. She doesn't overlap with you, so I've been watching her a lot lately. Yay, I'm glad that you're watching. Jin isn't an idol. Oh, Jin's the most basic. What would Jin be? Would he be cool? Would he be pure? Would he be smile? Would he be passion? Would he be cute? A military-esque idol group? Oh, I feel like there are some. I need to figure out. I need to do some research. Bergen fan chant. Din is pure. 100% pure. Din is Din. When Din plushies come out, I'm buying the hell out of it. Smile. Sweet. Sister. Sadistic. Surprise. Savage. We are Din. Bergen passion. Maybe. Yeah, Jin is so pure. Beautiful little head. Oh, I have a you know how I mentioned that I was going to put a clip today? Put up a clip today. Well, I only just did the thumbnail for it like a little bit before. And okay, since this is my secret, super secret, you guys are my super secret market testing group. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. I'm gonna post it up tomorrow. I'm post up to tomorrow morning my time. So I don't know. Tonight, evening, depending on what time it is for you. and it's gonna seem sus. It's gonna seem sus, but you should, you'll know it's from the budgeting stream. It's a clip from the budgeting stream. And the thumbnail and the title are gonna seem really fucking sus. But just bear with it, okay? Okay? Make sure you click on it though. Because it's very clickbaity. because if anyone you'll probably know, like as soon as you start watching the clip, you'll know exactly what part of the budgeting stream it was. But I was like, I have to. I have to. I'm sorry. I don't want to. But it's literally the only time I feel like it's justified. Like, if anyone remembers this moment, yeah, if you're assuming it's that one part, it was a pretty funny part of the budgeting stream, let's be real. You're watching down for clickbait, thank you. That's all I ask. But yeah, I was gonna upload it today, but I hadn't even done the thumbnail, so I was just doing I did that just before I started the Twitter space. One part is hard to single out. I don't know. Once you see it, you'll know like, oh, that's what she was talking about. But yes, please forgive me. I understand how ridiculous the fucking like how ridiculous clickbait looks. Clickbait looks, but it's not like a short, like, but it wasn't a short that I've like done just so I could use the bait title. It's literally like a clip from the stream that I literally say the clickbait title in the clip. So if that does not jog your memory as to what part it is. Because I promise it's not, it's, I'm not gonna start making, making things that are solely for the purpose of it, but
If God hands me a clip, it's technically not a bait because it literally happened. The title is a direct quote. I tried to make it funny. I tried to make it funny. But yeah, it's not gonna be a regular thing for me, but I had to. I had to. I had to do it. You'll have to jog my memory. It'll be jogged tomorrow. But it's a very nice clip. So it's going to be very sussy. I also think it'd be a little sussy. It's only a little sussy. It's just sussy enough. Just sussy enough. Because, like, I'm not really that type. I'm not really that type of person. I feel like I'm too bashful to like lean all that way into it. Like, I'm too bashful to really do the clickbait for you. When do we hit the Sara laugh? That's no, Sara laugh will be on another channel, not my channel. It's gonna be a sussy bug of a clickbait vid. No, just this one, I promise. Just this one. Everything else is will be above board. Everything else will be above board. And yeah, the famous fabled Sara laugh will be on a different channel. But I'll be posting stuff about that really soon as well. As a little sussy. A little bit sussy as a treat. We just heard the Sara laugh. I think there's a different laugh. I have many different laughs, you know. There's like the ha ha ha. Wait, I never do that one. There's like that one. Like the one where, does anyone notice this? Does anyone notice the laugh like when I kind of squeak in the middle of the laugh? Like it's, let's see if I can try and replicate it. Oh, I need someone make me laugh. Not everyone, I've headed out. All right, Russian bud, have a wonderful night. Like, but does anyone notice that that sometimes my laugh squeaks? She Google AST. The other AST, not even the one I was looking for. I don't know. Now I'm on the spot. I don't think I can do it. But like, I'll point it out if they do it again. Squeaky, sussy Sara. More hints about the part from the budging stream. It was about. It was during the part when I was reviewing budgets. So it was technically in that part. Like it was when I was, and it was in relation to something that someone put in their budget that was amazing. It's like a shopping trolley having fun. I just fell right off. Okay. Oh. Yeah, cool. That stream is almost 6 hours long. That really doesn't narrow it down. Now that I'm self-conscious, it ain't coming back. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't remember. I don't remember. Maybe I'll wrap this up in like the next, I don't know. 'Cause I've been going for like 1 hour and 40 minutes already. Time really flies, doesn't it? Time really flies when you're just hanging out with the Saramores. You know the part? You guys have to be waiting for the clip then? confirmed it was that part. The 6 hours of presentation. Welcome to my TED Talk. Do I do the what sound? Hmm? Some unconsciously, probably. I never think about what I say, I just do it. Wait, there was a little squeak. It was a little one. It was a really little one. It was like a tiny one, but did you hear it? I don't know why I just decided to go silent as if, like, you know, you could all hear it again. I don't know. What sort of, what's, what, I wonder what is Sarah sound? Sarah sound TM. I know a couple of sounds, I think. I hear a bit of audio glitch. You heard it. One day I'll. It was blocked by the pop of the lo-fi mic. Stupid lo-fi mic. It's fine. Is it almost bedtime for anyone? I'm sorry if I've kept you up late, but I hope you can have a nice sleep now that we've had a chat. And Sarah making an anime palette, it sounds like she's swallowing something whole like a mini cupcake. Yeah, I'm just eating like a little mini cupcake. Lo-fi, Sarah ate some other chill too. Yeah. 9 p.m.? Sarah says this is fine a lot. It's me just trying to tell myself that everything's okay. Kind of past bedtime for me, and I don't mind. I don't have work tomorrow. Okay, so we can stay up. Well, you'll head to bed after this? All right. I will wrap it up in the next 17 minutes. I mean, it's 12 a.m., but I don't have a sleep schedule anyway. Who needs a sleep schedule? It's only midnight, not even close to bedtime. That's, like, definitely bedtime for me. I'd be asleep. It's too early to sleep, but it really made the night better. Yay! I did my one scheduled thing today and got the booster. Now video games and chill. I hope you feel okay. Sarah's face is a nice way for me to end my day. I'm sure you go past that, but it's already been 2 hours, right? You still have the caffeine in your system. You'll be up all night. Vodwatch has taken the L this time. Yeah, sorry, Vodwatchers. I mean, not that any of you are here, unless you are here. What if you're here and you're like, finally, I get to interact with Sarah live, and then here I am like, fuck you, Vodwatchers. Actually, I never say fuck you, Vodwatchers. You guys are great. Just in case there's any blood watchers here, I gotta say that, you know. Made work go by quicker. It's nice. Yay. Hopefully work's almost done for you, Leslie. I think I will have dreams now until Saturday. And then on Sunday, I'll basically have streams every day for like a week. Except until like the next Saturday, I think. Bud watchers hate. No! Being a Bud watcher just isn't the same experience, though, considering I read so many chats. Do I really read a lot of chats? Like, Bud watchers from the future. I don't think I'd ever see this. Yeah, I'm sure like all this chat will be gone, right? By the time that if VOD watchers came in, they wouldn't see VOD watchers in 500 days time. I read quite a bit of chat. A good percentage, but obviously not all of it. Why did both of you say like tears and rain? What the hell? And they might see the bye bye and the sayonara. It's all our little secret. Secret. Yeah, I heard five of your first seven chats, not that you were counting or anything. Got you hooked? What? How romantic. This is your pre-Valentine's Day. Should I make you obligation chocolate? Someone who normally watches my streams, I appreciate not being insulted. See, it's fine, it's fine. Bod Watch is great, you know? Oh no, I missed something. I missed a star space. Oh no. Who's the CEO of Twitter? Mr. Twitter, I assume. Or Mrs. Twitter, I don't know. Or Ms. Twitter, I don't know. I want to say no to some chocolate. Pity chocolate. Yes, please. Fuck yeah. I got me pity chocolate. I'm looking forward to it. But I expect a return choco on my day. Definitely. Definitely. It could be a return pity choco if you'd like. I'll take what I can get at this point. I have a fun stream planned for Valentine's Day. I saw this game like a couple of months back, and I thought this would be perfect for Valentine's Day. So I'm going to stream that on Valentine's Day for you. And I also have some, I have Galentine's, the Galentine's collab. And let me, oh, it's not GFE, don't worry. It is a video game, which definitely won't bring out feelings of GFE. Any hints on the game? It is a game. Galentine's is Valentine's of the girls. Okay, actually, I might as well just tell you the game I want to play next week. So the game I want to play next week on Valentine's Day is called Morte Solo, and it is also has the, I guess, subtitle, No Girlfriend Since Birth. It is, from what I can see, it's an FMV game where you're basically kind of like a fly on the wall, in this like Korean cafe where this guy who has had no girlfriend since birth and is like really fucking socially awkward is on a blind date with this incredibly beautiful woman, and you can influence how it goes. So it's gonna be perfect. I think it's, I mean, we had to play a game about love, right? Your mom just found your Star and More Twitter account. She followed me. Oh my God. Amazing. But if you haven't seen Pina's weekly schedule on my Valentine's Day slash the day, like the 13th for Borgerland, I mean, it's going to be on my schedule. It's going to be on my schedule. So this is Chad and Sarah. Let's make it the worst date ever. Yakuza! It's the attractive girl, Sarah. So if you've seen Pina's schedule, because she like mine will be on my next week's schedule, but there'll be a cover release and an after party on Valentine's Day, or the 13th. So I'm going to play Morte Solo on the 15th my time, which is the 14th in Borgerland. And on the 14th my time, which is the 13th in Borgerland, we have a special Valentine's cover release. And an after party with Pina, Iku, and myself. So we're going to be promoting that leading up to the cover. And I'll be on Pina Senpai's channel. And then, yeah, on the day before that, which is the 13th for me and the 12th for Borgerland, there will be Galentine's, which me, Rita, and Iku are going to come together and have our own celebration. Yeah, it was really fun working on this cover with the others. This is my first time doing like a cover with Senpai, so it was very interesting. Please look forward to it.
I think it sounds really lovely. Peanut senpai is an excellent mixer. Yeah. And then Colcuts, have you not seen have you not seen my previous collab with Rita? We did Archangel Radio, and I think I was a perfect guest. I think I was very lovely and considerate to Rita's audience and the type of atmosphere that Rita Senpai likes to curate. Girl talk time. Yeah, Rita is definitely the pure type, I'd say. Rita's the pure type. Let's go by gen, like gen one. Neno would be pure. Allie would be, ooh, she'd either be like, I think Allie might be cool. And Iku might be smile. Yeah, Aoi cool, Iku smart. Like, if I had to give one of them to each. Yeah, Aoi's cool. Aoi's cool. Maybe people, what about Dark Meno? Dark Meno is cool. Yeah, Iku would be smile and Meno would be pure. Which type of pure you mean for Meno? In the Love Live idol, gotta give them one attribute sense. Just because she's so, see, like, just the way that your soul feels healed when you watch Neno Senpai is that's why she's pure. And like Aoi, when she sings, like that powerful voice, it's definitely got to be cool. And Iku's just sort of fun, bubbly personality, I think, would be smile. Yeah, I think Ludo would probably be a passion idol if we're using the Idol Master sense. And Rita would probably be pure then. At a Gen 3, I think Shiki would be smile or passion. Nia Senpai, what would Nia Senpai be? Because like she's got such a pure singing voice, I'd say. Like Nia has a very like beautiful, pure singing voice. So if it was just vocals alone, I would put her in pure. But when we talk about Nia Senpai's personality, she can be a little bit yabe. It's nice until she goes yabe, yeah. What sort of idol would mean? Because like I still want to put her in pure, but like. Let the pure idol say fuck. Is all I want to say. Let pure idol say fuck. That way we can still put Nia there. It's a nice dichotomy, yes. Yura-senpai, I think, would be cool. I put Yura-senpai in cool. Yeah, like Nia has a sailor mouth alongside just like this beautiful pure tone singing voice. So it's like, yeah, it's more just like the yeah, it's not really the yab. It's more just like the roughness in the speech. But like that's why, like if you just looked at Nia and if you just heard her singing voice, you'd be like, she's a pure idol. But she can still be a pure idol. Let pure idol say fuck occasionally. And then what about, and Peanut Senpai is definitely a pure idol. Maybe Nia would be smile then. I don't know. But she makes me smile. But yeah, I think Yura gives off like a cool vibe, especially when she sings. Especially when she sings. So like in idol activities, it's definitely a cool vibe. And then out of Naki and Non. Naki-chan would be Yeah, Nia's gut moe. It's like this, the gut moe is so strong that it's hard to place in just one category. None is a passion idol. Natural for using all stars attributes. Okay. Yeah, pure probably for the OG system. None is a smile or passion. Maybe I think Naki would be passion as well. I could also see Naki as pure though. Like what is she thought? Like when you say Naki is pure, I could actually also see, like, if we're just going on like Naki's like as an idol singing voice sort of deal alone. I heard Naki's takes for Secret Base. I think like Naki really sells herself short. I think she's got a really sweet. I think Naki's voice is a very sweet singing voice. But like I feel like Non definitely exemplifies a smile passion. Like she's her energy is like very Genki girl. Yeah, Genki girl passionate sort of energy. It takes fashion to stream Crazy Frog that long. Yeah, Naki sounds very hard on herself. And I think she should just have more confidence. Haven't talked to Gen 1 or 2 much, they might be too pure. Yeah, her love for Kamen Rider is pure. But if Prism Project is indeed meant to be an idol group, I think there's a lot of great characters in there. I have not had the chance to sniff Naki, so I cannot. I would assume that she's not stinky. Do wolves actually smell like anything? Like, are wolves known to be stinky? What about bunnies? What about snakes? Are snakes stinky? Considering that so many of us are based on animals, are you sure Captain like didn't just like did Cap just mean to make a zoo? Luckily, I'm more human than snake. Furry project, furry project. Oh, smells like a dog that never got cleaned by humans. Furry project. Cap's secretly a furry, he just didn't want to admit it. Have I ever smelled a dog? Of course I smelled a dog. Wolves can stick to high heaven. So are wolves like stinky dogs? I'm sure Naki is the exception to the rule. Team Scaly. Menagerie is classy. I think you're thinking about the other menage word. VTuber avatars are just anime fursuits without me. Want to see Sarah shed her skin? Disgusting. Okay, it's now been 2 hours. We've now talked for 2 hours and it's been lovely, everyone, but now we're getting into the furry scaly discussion and oof. But I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've enjoyed random little space. Rolling it back to the candle combo. Candles are the only time we get normal smells. Do you use it to like cancel out the dog smell? We all scalies here. You have to pledge your allegiance to Team Scaly. I'm not strong enough to hold it myself. Well, Cyrus can be available for my birthday sale. I'll work that by management. I'll be like, hey, management, I was thinking about the sort of merch. Could we have a ducky bunkudo, which is just like my sh made out of my shed skin, as well as a gin plushie. People really want the gin plushie. What's the best type of triangle to take on a date? A cute triangle. I would have said something more nearby, but that's fine. Okay. Sarah's really great taste. Thank you. Thank you. Didn't want to see Sarah candles. What I wonder what the Sarah candle would smell like. I'm gonna work and I just don't wanna make you laugh. Oh, Mateo, that's so cute. Pre-ordering my place in line for the I don't know what else you were gonna say. That's okay. Only I know what I was gonna say. Okay. I am probably gonna wrap this up then. Oh. Sorry, I was just like moving. I'm just oh no, I wanna wrap this thing up. You're taking photos this time. Money. Say it as an archive, no one will know. I will know. You all will know. Someone's probably recording this and they'll know. Doggy is worth the awkward discussions with family, they won't stop me. Okay. Everyone stop fucking super chatting. Like this isn't none of this is real. What is like this is fucking free talk. Why the fuck are you super chatting? Thank you for your candle funds and the pre-order for the gin plushie though. And also the funds. But none of this is real. This is just a free talk. This isn't even a stream, people. Guys, she's under this record quicker. That I've even said anything. Like, I don't think have I unleashed any juicy gossip, everyone, or like have I said anything about like what do people talk about in Twitter spaces? I don't know. I don't listen to enough other people's Twitter spaces to know what they say, but like do they monologue about their undying love? Like was that send super chats? No, everyone. Fuck? What the fuck? I'm about to turn this off, okay? Oh, the little dog clapping. Thank you. That's really cute. Imaginary money, then, I see. Literally anything as long as an archive. Yeah, do they monologue the evil plan? They sit in the bath and blow bubbles. Shit, why don't I do that? I could eat nuggies on a Twitter space. Shit, why don't I do that? I think so. What the fuck? Said more dog clapping. Sneak peek. Imagine sending super chats out of Twitter space. That couldn't be me. She liked the dog, guys. It's fine. Yeah, they also talk about the housing market and jokes on your birthday. Yeah, I bet. I bet. Is that why you're more chatty now, Omega? Like, you can't actually see me, so it's like, finally, I can't see. Oh, the kid, good hippo. Thank you, Mr. No, why are you looking at the eyes? What are the eyes for? Why is that a hot dog? Free super chat and free talk. Look, I can hear something going on outside. Like, there's like this high pitched, like, noise. What the fuck's going on out there? Anyway, I got distracted. Hello?
Shower noises. Wait, how can you hear anything over shower noises? Like, wouldn't the shower just, like, wouldn't you just hear the sound of like rain or something? And a rose? A hot dog and a rose? Wow, that's what I want for Valentine's Day. That's tonight. At least I'm mowing their fucking lawn. We can hear loud singing over the shower. Depends on how loud you sing in the shower. All right, maybe I'll sing in the shower loudly for you one day. Is that a peach? Or is that an apricot? It looks more like an apricot, Akidona, which is good because a peach would be a euphemism for something a lot different. Yeah, actually, let me have a look and see if it is Snake Papa. In which case, I'll be like, what the fuck? Wait. Why is the barbecue there? Like, can anyone hear that? Like, this high pitch, like, don't dance in the showers. I will pull over, but I've done that before. You aren't doing Valentine's right if you aren't getting your crush a Bunnings snag. He's having a barbecue and he didn't invite. You know, it's just like sitting out in like the middle of the yard. Like, why? Maybe he's like cleaning it or something. I don't know. But I can't see Snake Papa. I can just see the barbecue. This is weird. Just feeling apricotty today. You can't hear it? Okay. Maybe it's just the tinnitus. I don't know. Anyway, stop worrying about the tinnitus. It's not like a constant sound, though. It's like occasionally. It's like someone pulling like a sort of cord or something. Like, you know how when you're taking the like when you're oh, like when you have the vacuum cleaner and you know how you press the button and then it like zooms the cord, the extension cord back into the vacuum cleaner? It sounds like that. Does anyone know what I mean by that? I think it's just a propane, like a propane barbecue. Sunday says Twitter says, so you actually cruel, please. Peach, yes. Popcorn. All right, I've gone on for like 10 more minutes than I expected to. So I will wrap this up. I will wrap this up. I'm gonna wrap this up, guys. I'm gonna wrap this up right now. All right. Okay, thank you for chatting with me. This is really nice. This is kind of like the last free day I'll have like in a while just to do stuff and so it was really nice that I still got to spend some time with all of you. So because I'm starting university pretty soon, but you heard it as I described it. Could you hear it then? It's like, but it sounds like someone window washing. Anyway. Oh, thank you, Reverend Martin. Thank you, Leslie, for the burger and the dog. I mean, all the stickers have been very cute, so thank you, everyone. Thank you for all of your stickers. Anyway, glad you can order, even if it's just the tail end. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. It was fun. All right, so this was Sadanagare, Serpent and Storyteller, Prism Project, Generation 4, here to create history, and here to find out what that fucking noise is. So, until next time, I will do more Twitter Spaces. This was the kind of like the only free day I had to just do whatever, and I'm glad I could fit a Twitter Space in. But I still will do more Twitter Spaces in the future, so don't even worry about it. Sadamo. The super chats are a secret code. Now I need to figure it out. No. All right. So I'll be playing Crab Game tomorrow with a whole bunch of other streamers. Please look forward to that. And fucking noise. Okay, I'm gonna go now. I'm so distracted. All right, until next time. Da-da-da-da.